Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Please welcome to the stage, Beach Weather. All right. Yeah, buddy.
We made it.
We did it, yeah.
People, how are we? Good?
Fantastic.
Yes, here we go.
Let's do it.
What are we talking about? All right, you guys are going to have to work hard to make it loud in here, okay? But this is just like going to be a very intimate, awesome show for all of us, okay? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Hello, Beach Weather.
Hello.
You brought the show.
Sean, Reeve, Nick, I just totally wanted to, I'm going to get on the bus after this, just come on tour with you.
Yeah, perfect.
You know, it's going to be fun. So you guys played the Novo last night.
We did.
So how was the show?
It was awesome. We had a blast.
Yeah, I had so much fun.
It was incredible. Also,
you had fun?
I had fun.
There was also a Weird Al sighting.
Weird Al sighting?
Yes.
What?
Yeah, or it was the same hair as Weird Al. Like, you could see the hair moving from, like, all I saw was the hair.
Yeah, did we get confirmation it was
I think we got confirmation that it was indeed Weird Al.
And I also understand that Chad Smith from Chili Peppers was there.
We were told you watched a few of our songs, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. That's
I don't know if he liked it or not.
Well, he saw a view and left.
Yeah, he left. He said, I've had enough.
These guys.
There's no way in hell. He was probably scoping you guys out so, you know, Chili Peppers can bring you out on tour.
Yeah. Obviously.
Right?
I'm into that.
Oh, my God. So it's been, so last time you guys were here was October.
Wow.
And we had a nice little chat.
Feels like a month ago.
It really does.
It really does.
But at the same time, so much has happened since then. And I really want to congratulate you because Sex, Drugs, Etc. just went platinum last month.
Thanks.
Thank you. That's awesome.
Also, the number one alternative song of 2023 as well.
That's
so
pretty nuts.
Wild.
My
so
dad's
massive.
Super psyched.
So I definitely want to hear from each of you on this. And I want to know, what has been the most surreal moment just over the last 8 months since I've seen you?
I think, I mean, just a general people caring about our band. As crazy as that sounds, it seems kind of nuts. We've been all doing this for a minute. So for the last year to be what it was to us, it's just, as a whole, I think it's just crazy. Yeah. You know, anything specific that you can...
Bottle Rock was crazy.
Ooh, Bottle Rock was a lot of fun.
That was nuts. We had like no expectation.
Yeah.
And then it was like, I got very nervous the minute we stepped up there, and it was just crazy.
And Shaky Knees, like, I'm a huge Suki Waterhouse fan, and we played right before her.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah.
And like, that felt insane.
She watched
to me.
A little of our set. It was nice. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Robert Pattinson.
I loved her in the Daisy Jones and the Six show.
It was great. So fun fact,
just
we just shot a video for
name drop.
We just shot a video for Pineapple Sunrise, and we coincidentally shot it in the house that they filmed a lot of that show
in.
Oh,
that's
it was
so
very
perfect.
Fitting. Yeah.
Well, your guys' whole vibe is very vintage, throwback 70s, which is just right up my alley.
I love it.
Which kind of brings me to wanting to ask you about your music videos, which are just impeccable. Do you guys come up with you know, the treatments and all that type of stuff?
For the most part, I think we do. I think for Pineapple, Reeve had kind of a rough little idea. He wanted to have a video of us tripping out.
Yeah, he had a big grand idea.
Mine was maybe a little too explicit of what the video is now, but yeah,
but it
just
worked out.
Getting high off Pineapple. Yeah,
you gotta push the limits. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Why not?
We work with really great directors, and you know, a lot of them are friends that we've worked with in the past. So we kind of all just get it, and
our manager Tim kind of led the way on that one a lot too, which is super cool.
Hey Tim.
Hi Tim. Hey buddy. and you guys, your new song "Unlovable" is so fantastic. Give it up for "Unlovable." Yes.
Thanks.
So, you know, obviously that song is off of the new album, Pineapple Sunrise, but you just put out another edition featuring the band Pale Waves.
Yes.
Yeah, so how did that all come about?
We wanted to do something kind of fun for that song, and a feature is always a fun thing to do to a song. And Pale Waves was very down. Like, right off the bat, they were like, yeah, we want to do this. So it worked out. We got the version. Sean worked on it with them.
Yeah, and her voice is so cool.
It just fits perfectly.
And she's so cool. Yeah,
she wrote some new lyrics for the second verse than what we had, so it kind of just, like, updates the song a little bit, and I think it's cool.
Yeah, it's so fantastic. And you guys, you know, you took a hiatus back in 2017, and then you just happened to be writing the new album when sex, drugs started to blow up. Yeah. It was just all super coincidental. So how do you feel like you approach being in the band and writing music now versus before you took the hiatus?
I think it's the same. We kind of have the same attitude about it. It's just like we're grateful to be doing it, and like it could all go away tomorrow. And if it does, we've done more than we could have ever imagined. So I don't know. I feel like we just still kind of keep that head like kind of low and just plug away, write songs.
Yeah, we feel like it's so obvious when you force something.
Yeah.
And we never want to seem forced, so like we said.
And just keep that bar super low.
Yeah.
If we keep the bar like crazy low and we can just like hop over it.
Oh my God. Well, I think the most important thing is you guys having fun, staying true to yourselves, and really just reaching your fans.
Yeah.
You know?
That's awesome. We've always been about our fans, and it's nice to be in a band with our friends because then we just come up here and it's just like we're in band practice. You know what I mean? Yeah. We just kind of forget that other people are watching us. So it's fun. You know?
And maybe taking that little hiatus gave you just time to work on your lives, because
for sure
you're in those formative years of being in your 20s, and if you're just consistently in a band, I feel like
I mean, I got my two kids running around causing chaos
well,
back
what
there.
I mean.
So
you started a family and all that stuff, and you know, I think if you're just in a band all the time, you kind of like your growth gets stunted a little bit.
Yeah, I realized it last night. It was like I feel like before when we were doing this, we would get out on stage and just be like, I hope everybody likes this, and be all nervous and kind of like, I hope I do my best. And now we go out and we're just like, let's just have fun. You know, who cares? Like, no offense, but who cares? Let's just, as long as we're having fun, like, I think it's all that matters.
I'm like,
for
if
us,
they don't like me, that was like 45 minutes of my day.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 45 minutes of hate, of pure hate.
Yeah. People just hating me. And then the rest of it's pretty good, you know?
Exactly. We played plenty of shows where people don't like us, so it's fine.
So, speaking of just going out and having fun on stage, back in the day, true or false, when you would get stage fright, you would take your shoes off.
Yeah.
And it would make you feel better.
Yep. It's just, you know, I don't know who has anxiety. I'm sure everybody these days.
I do right here.
But it was a thing. Yeah, it was a thing that my head was like, you know, this might make you feel a little better, get a little breeze in my toes. So there's been shows where I've like sat on the drum riser and pulled these babies off, and then I'm like, we're good. All right, I can breathe now.
Even currently,
I'm just
that
a weird
still
guy,
happens
guys.
Sometimes?
What's that?
Still happens?
Hasn't yet. Don't jinx me, okay?
These
things take a second to get pulled off.
Yeah,
that's
those
what the
boots.
That's what,
yeah, the rug.
I will say, last night I did have a brain fart on the first song and I messed up a lyric, and then the whole set, my brain was like, you're going to forget every lyric. You're just an idiot.
It's okay. I feel like that every day on the radio.
We're just
laughing. I can only imagine.
You know? We're just laughing on the side.
So we talked about this last time you were here, Reeve, but I think a lot of people don't know about the fact that you survived a tornado with a burrito in your hand.
Kind of, yeah.
It's becoming lore. It's become like, like a folk song.
Yeah, it was right down the street from me, but yes. And it wiped out, I was helping with a tattoo shop at the time. I don't tattoo, you don't want that, but yeah, I was very on you know, weed and eating a burrito. And yeah, a tornado hit, and they called me, and I thought they were joking, but it was for
the
real.
The whole place got annihilated, right?
Yeah.
Do people say on weed? Is that
a sentence? That's what
that's like the
do.
That's the normal, right?
Yeah.
On weed.
Yeah, and I do alcohol, so yeah.
Well, you survived a tornado.
Without the tornado, we wouldn't have been doing this, right? You would have been still working at a tattoo shop.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
thank
probably.
You, thank you, tornado. Oh, thanks for destroying his
hey,
job.
Hey, round of applause for tornado.
So that experience definitely gave you kind of a new lease on life, would you say?
Kind of. We were all kind of talking about it at that point already, yeah. I think. But yeah, while I was up in the air in that tornado, I was like, maybe we should really get back together, you know?
Yeah.
Well, oh, shit!
Well, I'm so glad that you did decide to do that because I just love your guys' music
Thank
so
you.
Much. And Sean, you know, I know that both you and Reeve share this in common. And you're really big Phoenix fans.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you, not long ago, got to actually have a little Nerf gun battle.
Yeah.
With, guys.
With some of their crew. I tell my friends it was actual, like, you know, all the guys in the band. I think it was, like, one of them in their crew.
It was, like, the drummer in there.
And then the rest of them.
Like, the whole band was there. It was awesome. But
just some more of the rock and roll lore, you know?
Yeah. They were great.
Yeah. So what is it about their music that has inspired you so much?
I mean, for me personally, it was like they came along at like the perfect time in my life where I was looking for something that felt different, and it just completely changed my like perspective on songwriting and just what you could be as a band. They always felt like such like a little contained unit and had their own like energy when they would come to the stage. Even like seeing them live now when we were on tour and doing festivals with them, like they are like this little contained unit where they build their little world. So like that was always like really important for this band. I think the big takeaway for us is like we want to build our little world so that we feel like ourselves on stage and just around everybody. So yeah, big love for Phoenix.
Yeah, that was one of the first albums where I was hearing the bass parts. I always play guitar. And once I heard like the really fuzzy basses and stuff on that, I was like, whoa, I want to do that.
And then we played a festival with them in Florida and you cried.
I did cry.
Well,
and then, it was just like seeing all the people out there and then like they're playing right after us. I was like, oh my God, dude.
They put on an experience, like their show, the lights, and that was just the festival setup they were doing. Can you imagine like... Yeah. Being on an actual tour and everything and seeing what they do.
Be crazy.
Well, it's just such a full circle moment when you're there and you're just like, my band is playing and then this band who has inspired me so much is here.
They were in my car all through high school. So
you're living the dream. Okay, just a few more dumb questions. Who is the messiest on the bus?
Oh, no.
Ooh, I guess we'll find out. We'll move in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be any of us three.
No.
I feel like
we'll blame it on someone else.
I feel like we're pretty contained.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who sleeps in the longest?
Out of us three, me.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And who eats the weirdest food?
Oh, me by far.
Definitely.
Bring it.
Give me an example.
Oh, no.
Like, what you got? He's like crickets?
I don't want to go to like jail right now.
I'm like a turkey club burrito kind of guy. I don't want to go to jail right now.
Oh my God.
And Orca whale.
Where are you guys at with writing new songs? Has that started happening already?
We got a couple of little things saved in a folder on our phones and voice notes and stuff, but we kind of like, I don't know, the way we've always done it is like, we almost like crash course, right? Like we don't really think about it until we get in that headspace and then they all just come out at the same time. So, but we have a couple that I really love and I hope make the next record.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I know we're all so excited to hear new songs and just enjoy you guys being out on the road playing the House of Blues tomorrow night.
Yes.
So are you guys sick of listening to me ask some questions?
No.
Come on, say yes.
No.
Say yes.
Yeah.
No.
Because now we're going to get to hear them play some songs, which is great. So you guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we love you.
I love you. It's always so good to see you guys.
Thank you guys.
All right. Well, let's do the
damn thing.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.